Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And joining us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, she covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. I'm assuming she'll be in Indiana coming up to watch the Browns and the Colts. She's Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. You heading out to Indianapolis?
Yes, leaving today. Looking forward to it. It should be a lot of fun.
All right. Drive safely. And it will be fun for everybody. Will it be fun for the team? Is this the type of thing that you think they need right now? Or is it something where they're going to just have some of the key guys standing on the sidelines and watching?
Well, some of the key guys will probably be on the sidelines. I don't anticipate that Odell Beckham Jr. will do too much in team drills just based on what I've seen the last few days out in Berea. He's been kind of resting a little bit during the team periods. And, Antonio Callaway, he'll still be out with the high ankle sprain. Chad Thomas, I would guess that he's not going to practice or at least not do very much because of the sprained neck. And, there are still a number of other guys, Damian Ratley and some guys that will also probably be idle.
Mary Kay, what did you think yesterday about the comments from Freddie Kitchens about the level of intensity, the playing with pads in practice a little bit more than we've seen, the 180 from Camp Cupcake that we've seen in the past?
Well, I don't really think it's been Camp Cupcake in the past. Even in the last couple of years, even under Hugh Jackson, he would have the siren periods during the padded practices, and they'd have live tackling to the ground. So they had a lot of physical contact in there, but I think there were probably more days not in pads. There were, you'd go two or three days in pads and then not in pads, and it was a little bit more intermittent than it is now. Now it's all pads all the time and the ability to have contact all the time. And I'm sure that it will get them ready for the season, but we'll also have to see how it plays out in terms of long-term health throughout the season and those kinds of things. But he's trying to toughen these guys up and get them ready for the task ahead, which is, they want to go places this season. They want to get somewhere. They want to make the playoffs, and not just make the playoffs, but go deep into the playoffs. So he's really trying to get these guys ready.
Do you think Freddie thought they were tough enough last year to go into the regular season?
Oh, probably not. I mean, I think he's making a statement with his camp in that he's doing his way, including going ones versus ones almost all the time, which is getting Greg Robinson ready for the likes of Myles Garrett, which should help him with anybody who he has to face this season. So, there are some differences. And I did ask Freddie yesterday, is this something that you got from other coaches that you've worked for? Is this just your way of wanting to do things? And he said other coaches he's worked for have done it this way. He started under Bill Parcells, and those guys were all about tough camps and things like that. I think this is just the way that Freddie wants to run his football team.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, PlainDealerCleveland.com. We've had a few days to let the Duke Johnson trade settle in. Do you think the Browns are growing comfortable with Dontrell Hilliard and D'Ernest Johnson as their backup running backs, or do you think the wheels are churning and you're looking at guys who might be getting cut during the preseason?
Well, they will always, always look at other cuts and rosters and ways to improve the football team. And you can usually find other running backs, not easily, but they're out there. So if they do feel like they need something, they'll just go get it. But I think they really do like Dontrell Hilliard. They've been talking him up since mini camp. We thought maybe some of that was just sort of to light a fire under Duke Johnson a little bit, but they really do like him a lot as that third down back. So he's stepping up into that role, and it seems as though he's ready to assume that role. And as far as the trade is concerned, I still think it was just a win-win for everyone considering what they got in return. I mean, who gets you know, a fourth, probably third round pick for a running back these days. So that was great for them. They feel good about Dontrell Hilliard, and it seems like everybody's happy.
Pretty hot button topic for us yesterday, and I don't know that I didn't expect it. I expected a little bit, but Drew Stanton or Garrett Gilbert, the backup quarterback conversation got really interesting for us on the air yesterday as far as callers were concerned. Are you concerned about the backup quarterback position? Do you think the Browns will go out and look for another quarterback, or do you think one of these two guys will be able to say, okay, this guy's the backup?
You know what? I think they're comfortable with Drew Stanton as the number two. I really do. I mean, he goes back a long, long way with Freddie Kitchens. He goes back with Ryan Lindley. And those are the kind of the guys that are driving this bus in terms of the quarterback room. They like him. They like what he brings to the table. They feel he can hold down the fort in the event he needs to. And I don't really think there's much debate about that right now.
Mary Kay, after watching the first preseason game, if it can continue, is there any way that Joe Schobert and or Christian Kirksey keep Mac Wilson off the field?
Well, we've been saying this for a long time. Mac Wilson and Sione Takitaki are going to play a good amount of football this season. Now, does that mean that they're going to win the starting job for week one? It, you know, that remains to be seen. A lot has to still be played out in these preseason games, and they're getting a significant amount of time. But Freddie made it clear the other day, it's not just about grabbing some interceptions. You have to play every down. You have to show that you can do all the things that you need to do at those positions. You got to wrap up. You got to cover. You got to blitz. You've got to do a lot of different things. So those guys have to prove that they can do that at the level that Christian Kirksey and Joe Schobert can already do it. And, you know, Joe Schobert and Christian, they've responded to the challenge of these two young guys pushing them. Schobert's been getting some interceptions in practice, and these guys have been making plays. So the competition is fierce right now, and the good part about it is they're going to have some really good linebackers this year.
Where are we at right guard?
Eric Kush for right now. I mean, that's just the way it is, and he is going to have to go to Indy and prove himself in these two practices in this game and show that he can get the job done. And, you know, I suppose that they could look elsewhere if it doesn't work out and they don't like what they see. But for right now, it's basically his job to lose. And it is somewhat disappointing that Austin Corbett couldn't step up and do it. But I've said this before, James Campen, the offensive line coach, is, you know, very close to John Dorsey, and they go back a long, long way. And if James Campen is saying that Austin Corbett isn't ready yet, then everyone in the organization is going to listen to that because he knows what he's talking about. So right now it's Eric Kush, and we'll see if he can keep the job.
Does it surprise you, Mary Kay, that that's the case right now?
As the camp went along, it didn't surprise me. If you would have asked me, you know, maybe in mini camp, if I would be surprised at this point, I would have said yes, because at the number 33 overall pick, in 2018, I thought he would have been good enough to step up and claim this job. And I thought that maybe they were kind of trying to drive the competition there for him a little bit, get him a little hungry to win the job. But apparently he's just not ready for the job, at least not right now.
Contractually, we just mentioned right before we had you join us, Dak Prescott dealing with the Dallas Cowboys turns down $30 million, is looking for 40. Specifics, not precise at this time, but boy, there's going to be a lot of money there. If you're the Browns, how do you deal with Baker Mayfield moving forward? And when do you think, Mary Kay, you need to start dealing with all that?
Well, they've already started managing their cap space, you know, right now for what they're going to have to do over the next 2 or 3 years with Myles Garrett, Denzel Ward, and Baker Mayfield. There's some big, big paydays coming up for those guys. And therefore, they have to start planning for that right now in terms of who they're re-signing and some of these other big contracts that they have on the team, including Olivier Roman, Odell Beckham Jr., Jarvis Landry. You know, they've got a lot of larger contracts that they're going to have to decide what to do and you know, how to do it. So, yeah, the numbers keep climbing, and by the time Baker gets to that point, you know, who knows what the number is going to be, but whatever it is, pretty much they're going to have to pay it, and they have to plan for it now.
All right, this is the make Jeff Phelps happy portion of the interview.
Oh, good.
Greg Joseph looked to be your starting kicker when the season starts as of today. If the competition ended today, who would be the starting kicker?
Well, if it ended today, I think you'd kind of have to go with Greg Joseph just on based on the inconsistency that we've seen from Austin Seibert so far in practices and in the games and whatnot. So this is a big few days for him. He's going to go up to Indy and he'll probably get some chances or, you know, a chance or two in the game as well on Saturday. And, you know, he really is going to have to come from behind and prove himself now. And, you know, when you draft a kicker in the fifth round, you expect that he's going to make the team and be your kicker. But I don't know that you could go into the season with great confidence with him right now. But they're going to let it play out and see how these next games go.
Mary Kay, that's kind of a tough spot, you know, because you drafted the kid based on what you think he'll be long term. And yet you almost have to make a short term decision on it because you're expecting this team to compete this year.
Yeah, it's tough because, again, you know, you don't want to waste a fifth round draft pick. Mac Wilson was a fifth round draft pick. Jannard Avery was a fifth round pick. So, you know, you don't want to throw that out the window. By the same token, you saw what happened with games last year that were lost because of the kicking situation, and no one can tolerate that this year.
Everything you want to know about what's going to happen with the Browns and the Colts in Indianapolis, Mary Kay Cabot will let you know. PlainDealerCleveland.com. Mary Kay, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.